Watch, Kenosha Unitarian Church's Black Lives Matter sign burns. By Joshua Kaplan on August 24, 2020. Violent unrest had flared in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Early Monday morning following a police-involved shooting of a black man caught on camera Sunday afternoon. The man, 29-year-old Jacob Blake, was shot 7 times by police and is currently receiving medical treatment at Frederick Hospital in Milwaukee, according to police officials. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reports. At 12:21 a.m., a few hundred people could be seen milling around the courthouse, which was tagged with graffiti condemning the shooting and police. Someone set a fire outside the courthouse. Officers arrived extinguished. Soon after, officers also began firing what appeared to be tear gas canisters. Protesters then began smashing windows at the administration building near the courthouse. Officers formed a line behind a police vehicle and continued to deploy what appeared to be tear gas or smoke bombs. A little after 3 a.m., the fire had spread to the Bradford Community Church, the marquee of which had read Black Lives Matter before being incinerated. The Sheriff's Department for Kenosha County, located along Lake Michigan about 40 miles south of Milwaukee, late Sunday issued a citywide curfew until 7 a.m. Monday, stating the public needs to be off the streets for their safety. An emergency alert tweeted by the Kenosha Police Department urged businesses to close for 24 hours due to numerous armed robberies and shots fired calls. Tonight, Jacob Blake was shot in the back multiple times. In broad daylight, in Kenosha, Wisconsin, Governor Tony Evers said in a statement. The Kenosha Police Department said in a release that the shooting happened after 5 p.m. Sunday as officers were responding to a domestic incident. The UPI contributed to this report.